from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, B-Mitch Philly, 106.7 The Fan. So I was going to break. I was telling you about Josh Allen, and Josh Allen seems to get all kind of opinions and things of that nature. I know when I talk about him, people say I'm a Josh Allen hater. I don't think I'm a Josh Allen hater. It's just that when you come with all the skills that he has and the ability that he has, you expect a lot more from him. And people like to say, well, he gets him to this point, gets him to that point. But you know what? The great ones get you over the hump. And Josh has gotten to a lot of positions and hadn't gotten over the hump yet. Every year, there's a survey that goes around, and players vote on most overrated, the GOATs, all that type of thing. And in this year, after over 100 people went through their things and votes, they said that the most overrated person in the NFL is one, Josh Allen. And I guess I forgot the guy's name who got so upset with me one day that said, I am a hater for Josh Allen. I'm not a hater, but Josh Allen has extreme talent. I just saw people lose their damn minds because Jaden Daniels didn't slide in a preseason game where he had cut inside, somebody tripped him up. But Josh Allen tries to run over people on a consistent basis. He puts himself in harm's way. When you are the franchise quarterback, you don't do that. That shows a little selfishness. That shows a lack of respect for the rest of your teammates, because he is supposed to be there game in and game out, play in and play out. And if he keeps putting himself in harm's way, he won't be making it. Now, let's go to the next step. People throw interceptions, people have fumbles, but every year he's at the top of the league for the most part, or in the top five as far as turnovers, fumbles, interceptions, and all that the like. When you start looking at people like Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow and all those different types of people, have they exceeded what he's done? And I know people would like to tell me the people around him makes a difference. He has Stephon Diggs, did he not? Now guess who he has? But Pat Mahomes last year had an injured Kelsey and receivers that were basically nobodies. They won a Super Bowl. You have to be able to make that step for people to give you the love and respect that you probably deserve. Is he one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Hell yeah. Can he run as well as the rest of them? Yes. He's a big, tough guy, but you know what happens to those two? They get broken down. Ben Roethlisberger was one of the biggest quarterbacks to ever play this game. His ass started getting hurt because he took too many hits. I was on a team for 14 years, and I have never seen any quarterback approach the weight room like the rest of the team does. So that's a natural little thing for him over time, where if you're not lifting like the rest of the people, eventually you're going to break down. And when you're asking the people that are in those locker rooms, you can't label everybody as a hater, because they know what they expect from the best of the best. And obviously, he's not doing what it takes for the best of the best. Jim Kelly was a quarterback who came through that town. They went to 4 straight Super Bowls. They didn't win them, but they were in the end 4 straight times. He doesn't get the love he probably deserves because they didn't win, but he deserves a lot of it. Well, Josh needs to get into one. And when he gets into one, then maybe, just maybe, people will stop calling him overrated. But at this point, do you believe that they're wrong? Landfill, your take. I like to get your take.
I think one of the issues with a guy like Josh Allen, and even another couple top quarterbacks in the league, is that they're always going to get compared to Mahomes. And they're nowhere near that level. No, yeah. No one is.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one is that level. So if you have a guy and you're constantly, you know, trying to put him in the conversation of who are the best quarterbacks in the league, mm-hmm. well, it's Patrick Mahomes. And then I think Josh Allen is legitimately in that conversation for like the second, third, fourth best guy. But he's nowhere near Mahomes' level. So if you're constantly hearing him mentioned at the same time people are mentioning Patrick Mahomes, you're going to say, yeah, he doesn't deserve that. That guy's overrated.
You know the best argument for him, people say, well, you saw the game when he was against Pat. He battled with him. You could battle, but you lost at the end.
He did, in fact, lose.
And the thing I think comes down to it now, people have to understand this. I think a lot of people approach me the way that I do because I am straightforward. I'll talk trash with the best of them. You know who else talks a lot of damn trash? Josh Allen. Josh Allen is in your face. He's like Brett Favre was. So when you talk trash, you try to run over linebackers, you know. So in other words, a lot of people think he's an ass. To be honest with you, you're going to be judged a little bit more harshly. That's all that is. So at this point, Josh, and you don't want him to change. I'll tell this straight up. You don't want him to change as far as trash talking. But I would say if I am the brass at the Buffalo Bills, I'm like, dude, we need you to stop trying to run over people. And I've stated this many a times, and I think if any fan out there listen to me, if you think I'm wrong, you can say what you want. You can send me a text or tweet or whatever. When you make your mistakes early in games and then you make great plays at the end, people forget about your mistakes. When you make your mistakes late in games and you do your great stuff early on, people see you as a person that I can't count on being a closer. You go back right now and you take this quarterback from Dallas. Caller. I mean, he's the good golfer.
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. Tony Romo, you look at his interceptions per touchdowns, he was a damn good quarterback. But when did Tony Romo make his mistakes? Last drive. Fumbling the ball by the end zone and things of that nature. So people basically say Tony Romo wasn't good. His stats will tell you differently. But the mere fact that he did the things at the wrong time, like when Josh then were coming out the end zone and he fumbles the damn football, gives up. That is something that when you are the guy that's supposed to be getting the love that people think he should get, you don't make those mistakes at that time. So I would just say his consistency has to get better. And the timing of his bonehead plays need to be different. Because if he fumbles in the first half and throw three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, nobody gives a damn. But if you throw three touchdowns in the first half and then you are needed to do something late, just protect the ball and you fumble it or you throw an interception and the other team wins, they're going to remember you based off of what you did last. As John Thompson always stated, people always care about who starts. He said the best players are the ones that are in the game late to finish it. So if Josh Allen is leading the way for the Buffalo Bills and Bills Mafia, he needs to start making the better plays late and not worry about all the heroics he tries, taking on teams by himself, trying to do everything by himself. I always say what a great quarterback does is allow his teammates to help him. And one of the great quarterbacks of our time was Thomas Brady, right? Tom Brady didn't do nothing but you look at his thing, he throw dump off, big play. They win the football game. He rarely threw the mistakes at crucial and in a missed opportune time, at the most inopportune times. So, Josh, many players think you're overrated. You could change that this year. Not throwing interceptions late, not having fumbles, and just keep making the plays that you make without the mistakes late in the games, and you'll get that. If you think I'm a hater, think what you wish. But a lot of other people that play in the NFL think the same thing. Take us a quick break. When we get back, the Mouth of the South, Fred Smoot is going to join us. You can follow him on X at FSmoot21, Sean T. Everybody know that's because of Sean Taylor. Fred Smoot joining us when we get back. Be Mr. Finney, 106.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.